Krishna consciousness is the process of awakening the dormant state of pure unalloyed love for Krishna that is within our hearts. Krishna reciprocates with us according to our desire. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna guides us as the Chaitya Guru, the Paramatma within the heart. He guides us through the words of the scriptures. And he speaks to us through the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. At the beginning of creation, the original living being of this universe, Brahma, who appeared from the lotus, which sprouted from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, was in a state of dense darkness. He could see nothing but darkness in all directions. He did not know who he was, where he was coming from, or where he was supposed to go. By his own means, he tried to discover the answers to his questions in life. He climbed up and down the stem of that lotus, representing all the 14 planetary systems. But there was no relief from his ignorance. Then he prayed. In meditation, he took shelter of the Lord of Lords. Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adakabhye. And the Supreme Lord manifested himself within the heart of Brahma to give him instructions. This material world, everyone is born in the darkness of ignorance. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. From Brahma to the insignificant ant. Krishna is Adi Guru. He is the original spiritual master of all living beings. He spoke his message to Brahma, not simply for Lord Brahma's sake, but for the sake of all living beings who would be born within his universal creation for the next 311 trillion years. What Krishna spoke to Lord Brahma is the eternal truth, the absolute truth. That we are not these bodies, we are the eternal souls. The soul's nature is that we are the eternal servant of Krishna. Unconditional love of Krishna is the only purpose, the only goal, and the only aspiration of the soul. But forgetting Krishna We enter into the darkness of material existence and wander practically helplessly, birth after birth after birth. Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, wandering through many, many universal creations or brahmandas, when the spirit soul attains good fortune, he or she comes in contact with the spiritual master. The spiritual master plants the seed of bhakti within the heart. That seed of deep and genuine inclination to awaken our original love of God. Brahma spoke to Narada, who previously was a simple maidservant's son, but due to association with great souls, Bhaktivedantas, he desired nothing more than Krishna consciousness. He wandered throughout the wildernesses, praying, crying, meditating, performing tapasya to get what those Bhaktivedantas had, love for Krishna. And by his desire, in his next birth, he became the disciple of Lord Brahma. Narada Muni imparted the same knowledge to Veda Vyas. The literary incarnation of Godhead, who compiled the Vedic literatures. There are many scriptures throughout the world. The Vedic literatures are all-inclusive. All other scriptures of the world are like satellites to the original Word of God declared in Vedas. And Srila Vedavyas, knowing this broad body of scriptures would be very difficult to comprehend in this age of Kali, condensed it all in the Brahma Sutra. And on the order of Sri Narada Muni, his Gurudev, he wrote his own commentary. The crest jewel of all Vedic knowledge, the summum bonum of all perfections of life, the ultimate rasas of Vrindavan. The abode of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha and Krishna, was revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Years later, Sripad Madhvacharya, what was his eagerness for transcendental knowledge? When he was hardly 12 years old, he abandoned his home. He was the only son, and accepted sannyas. And soon after that, from Udupi, in the Karnataka state, he walked all the way to Badrinath, and from there to Adi Badri, a place no human being can attain. And there he sat at the lotus feet of Srila Vedavyas, inquired from him, and heard the eternal supreme message of Guru Parampara. On the basis of what he spoke, he wrote his commentary of Vedanta Sutra. and preached far and wide throughout India, in the north, in the south, in the east, and in the west. And initiated devotees in the knowledge and science of pure devotional service. The Kalpa Briksha tree from Goloka descended in the personality of Sri Madhavendra Puri, who by his loving ecstasies as well as his teachings revealed the highest perfections of the conjugal love of Vrindavan. The purest, most inclusive state of ecstatic spiritual perfection. And his disciples were many: Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Sri Rangapuri, Paramananda Puri. One such disciple, Ishwarapuri, he showed the world what is the state of consciousness by which we are receptive to the infinite mercy of Guru. He was a great scholar. But that is not the qualification. It was his humility, his intense, exclusive desire to serve his spiritual master and Krishna. He rendered such menial services, even cleaning the urine and stool of his Guru Maharaj from his bed. Madhavendra Puri was so pleased. Day and night, he would perform all these very, very simple, humble services. In one sense, you can pay a very uneducated maidservant or servant to do these things. Yes? If you go to any hospital, there'll be a nurse cleaning your stool and urine. They're not difficult things to do. But he performed these services that anyone can do without any desire for prestige. He simply did it out of love, to please his guru, unmotivated, unconditional. Thus Madhavendra Puri, with tears in his eyes and choked up voice, blessed Ishwarapuri, "My dear son, may Krishna bless you with his supreme love." It was this great personality that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepted as his spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya, except for some very hidden, isolated pastimes, he hid his true nature. His nature was Krishna with the intense, ecstatic emotions of Sri Radha, wanting to taste the nectar of her emotions and wanting to understand what is it about himself that invokes such fathomless, uncomprehendable love. He was also Yugavatar, who so mercifully came in this age of Kali, the age of darkness, ignorance, quarrel, hypocrisy, to give light, to give hope, to give the highest benediction through the chanting of the holy names. It was in Gaya when he accepted initiation and instruction from Ishwarapuri that he revealed his ecstasies of love. And when he received the order of his spiritual master to preach, he shared that love with the world. He traveled throughout the southern provinces of India, giving love of God to everyone through Harinam. Previous to that, in Sri Navadvip Dham, he inundated the hearts of millions with love of God through the chanting of Hare Krishna. He performed his Raslila of Vrindavan in the house of Srivas Angam in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. And when there was a great insurmountable crisis where Chand Kazi outlawed Harinam and was persecuting the devotees, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first entered into the streets with his most beloved associates to perform Nagar Sankirtan. Out of his infinite causeless mercy, he accepted sannyas to reach a broader spectrum of fallen, envious souls with his message of pure unalloyed devotion. In Prayag, he instructed Rupa Goswami and empowered him to live his life and write literatures in such a way that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure principles will be eternally established within this world. Shortly after, in Varanasi, for 2 months he instructed Sri Sanatan Goswami with the same objective. When he returned to Puri, for many years, Swarup Damodar Goswami and his assistant Raghunath Das Goswami were constantly in his association. Mahaprabhu imbibed Raghunath Das Goswami's heart with his unalloyed message and his incredible life history. Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya studied under Sri Jiva Goswami. In this way, the parampara has been passed down from Narottam, just 3 generations later, was Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who was none different than Sri Rupa Goswami in his realizations and his incredible capacity to reveal the highest truths to the world. And Baladev Vidyabhushan defended our sampradaya through his Govinda Bhasya and his incredible Vaishnav qualities. Due to the degenerating influence of Kali, Mahaprabhu's parampara appeared obscured to the people in general. But then appeared Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, commander-in-chief of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, And his follower, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he took the message of Sri Chaitanya and presented it with such overpowering influence over all deviations and such sweetness that he melted millions upon millions of people's hearts. He had a vision. He had a longing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wish would be fulfilled. That people from America, from Europe, from Russia, from Africa, from Australia, along with their Indian brothers, would gather together in Sri Mayapur Dham to loudly chant the holy name. Shri Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj would come to Thakur Bhakti Vinod's Bhagavat Kathas. And he very much inspired the heart of his most glorious disciple, the son of Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who established Gaudiya Math. He was Singha Guru. He would never compromise the pure unalloyed teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was the true hope bearer of the banner of Sri Rupa Goswami within this world. He kicked out hypocrisy, and with his humility and with his love, he inspired some of the greatest souls' hearts to dedicate everything to this mission. 64 Gaudiya Maths, tens and thousands of followers. Brihat Murdanga. He extended Thakur Bhakti Vinod's desire to publish and distribute spiritual literatures to such a glorious extent. On the first meeting that Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, had with him, he saw in Srila Prabhupada's heart who he really was and instructed him, take this message of Lord Chaitanya and bring it to the world in the English language. In 1973, in London, England, Srila Prabhupada was giving his Vyas Puja address. Such humility. He explained how I should have done it then when I was 25 years old. But somehow, due to circumstances, I was preparing my whole life, but I actually took up this mission when I was 70 years old. And then Srila Prabhupada explained the glory of the Guru Parampara. Vyas Puja is not worshipping simply a man. Vyas Puja is worshipping Srila Veda Vyas, one of the bestower of the Vedic literatures. What is in within the Vedic literatures? The words of God, the words of Krishna, To be spiritual master, Prabhupada said, is not a difficult thing. It means to be without ego, without personal motivations, to simply repeat what we have heard from the spiritual masters. One who simply repeats the word of spiritual master, which is the word of God, becomes representative of God. Spiritual master doesn't give anything of himself, of his own, and never takes anything for his own. He's simply repeating the word of parampara, and whatever is given to him, he's simply presenting with humility to the parampara. This is Guru. Guru Tattva. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he took the words of his spiritual master. In other words, he took the words of the Rupanuga Parampara as his heart and soul. And he made that journey across the Arabian Sea, where he had several heart attacks. Across the Atlantic to America with nothing but faith and compassion. Faith in his Guru Maharaj, faith in the holy names, and unlimited compassion for all of us. Prabhupada told us he traveled around the world 14 times to give this message. How he sacrificed for us to write his Bhaktivedanta purports and translations. And even then, he gave all credit to others. How he labored to establish over 100 temples in 10 years. How he labored to give us his personal example of the highest, purest manifestation of Krishna Prema in the form of doing Guru and Krishna's work in this world. He presented Krishna consciousness in such a way that all of us are here today. Srila Prabhupada went to the West. The Western people were utterly hopeless for the rest of Kali Yuga to ever understand or accept the message of Lord Chaitanya without Prabhupada's personal mercy. But we see so many people here today, and upstairs I think there's equal amount of people watching the television monitor. All of you, you would have never understood or accepted Krishna consciousness by any other means except Prabhupada's presentation. It is a fact. Gaudiya Math's glorious mission And with, we offer all love and respect to all its members. It was mostly reaching some Bengalis and a few people some other places in India. But Srila Prabhupada's personal preaching in India and the way he trained his disciples and the way he presented his books educated people. Maharashtrians. People from Gujarat, from the southern provinces of India, even Bengal and Orissa. Educated young people. All varieties of people. Their hearts were conquered and convinced by the benevolent, scientific, universalistic way in which Srila Prabhupada presented, absolutely intact, without compromise, the pure message of Lord Krishna. It wasn't his techniques. It wasn't his process. It was the It wasn't his techniques. It wasn't his process. It was the realization, the compassion, and the benevolence of his hearts to give you and me love for Krishna. That is our only qualification. Thus, he is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is his ecstatic offering of love to our Guru Parampara. When Srila Prabhupada was on Jaladuta, he prayed to Lord Krishna, Nachao, Nachao. I just want to dance as your wooden puppet, my Lord. Make me dance as you like me to dance. If you give me the words to speak, they will understand. Otherwise, what can I do? Srila Prabhupada was a divine personality who manifested complete surrender. That is what bhakti is. It is not a matter of charisma. It is not a matter of intellectual capacity. It is not a matter of memorization of verses. It is not a matter of management. These things all help. But bhakti means unconditional surrender, taking complete shelter of the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. And to the degree we surrender, to that degree, the power and the love of God can manifest through us. Srila Prabhupada's surrender was all-encompassing. It was a vast, unlimited ocean that has drowned and will continue drowning innumerable living beings. In Krishna's love. Amongst Srila Prabhupada's disciples, many, trying to understand his spirit of devotion, have been praying for many years. Srila Prabhupada, let me just be your wooden puppet. Make me dance as you wish me to dance. Let anyone say what they want to say. I do not mind. Let me just be your puppet. And today, out of their dear kindness, my beloved God brothers and God sisters have come to encourage me and encourage all of you. I wish I had 311 trillion mouths to speak what is in my heart of appreciation for these souls. His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, the embodiment of sweetness, pure, innocent love, devotion, and compassion. He's a personality who, what is inside, you see outside. There is no pretension. He simply loves Prabhupada and wants to inspire the world to love Prabhupada. In his humility, again and again, he's performing all sorts of inconceivable tapasyas to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the holy name and into the essence of the teachings of the acharyas. One of the greatest historical book distributors in our ISKCON history. He's given his life. 100%. What is Prabhupada's mercy? He has picked up this incredible soul from the soils of Germany and sent him around the world preaching Harinam. And his kindness and his love upon me is one of the great treasures of my life. His Holiness Srila Naranjan Swami Maharaj . What words can be spoken? The depths of his sincerity and the incredible divine realizations that are generating from that sincerity melt the hearts of all souls who are fortunate to come in the pathway of his life. He is a man of sacrifice, given up his health, given up any consideration except how he could best serve Vaishnavas. Rigorously traveling in the most difficult parts of the world constantly. When he sings kirtans, our hearts melt and our feet dance. When he speaks Harikatha, or his appreciation of Vaishnavas, we understand what is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's essence. He is one of Srila Prabhupada's very dearmost associates. We have His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu.
Every part of his body is his heart.
I don't think he has any limbs. He simply has a heart. Somehow it's manifesting, and so we can see it. His dedication, his steadfastness through all tribulations, trials, and crises is immovable, because his faith in his love is immovable. He and his dear and illustrious brother, Jananivas Prabhu, have been the foundational pillars of Sri Mayapur Dham for almost 30 years. What an example. Such humility, such desire to serve as the intimate, personal, confidential servitor of Sri Sri Radha Madhava and the other forms of the Lord in Mayapur. His example is teaching people how to love Radha Madhava. And now that he has come to Mumbai, we are all feeling that the flooding waters of the nectaring river of the Ganges, of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, is inundating all of us. Nartaki Mataji, she's quiet. She likes to sit behind and below everyone else. But factually, she's one of the pillars of our worldwide society. It's people like this who sacrificed everything from their young age. She was a book distributor. She was a mother. Steady, faithful. While so many people go up and down, disappear, reappear, disappear, Nartaki Mataji has just faithfully, steadily gone on with her service with such deep aspiration, compassion, and devotion. And Rasleela Mataji, I have known her for almost 30 years. Faithful wife, dutiful mother, wonderful preacher by her life, her example. One of the senior devotees and exemplary devotees of the largest devotee community in the Western world. And in the West, to imbibe Krishna consciousness in your child's heart is very, very difficult. But by her Krishna conscious motherly affection, coupled with her husband, my dearest godbrother Narada Muni Prabhu. You didn't know Narada Muni Prabhu was married. Yes. Prabhupada named this devotee Narada Muni because he was traveling everywhere spreading Krishna consciousness. By their example, by their sincerity, their little child, Gaur Kishore,
even in the muddy waters of American materialistic civilization and propaganda,
has grown up in such a way that he only has one aspiration in life: to surrender his life and soul to Krishna's service. Enthusiastically accepted initiation. And the day before the initiation ceremony, Rasalila Mataji came to me very sincerely. She said, "I do not want to tell you what to do. You can do whatever you like. But my son was born on Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's disappearance day. And I love that name, Gaur Kishore, so much. Please do not change my son's name." So I was quiet. Ultimately, whatever she orders, I must obey. She is my mother. But then Gaur Kishore was driving me to program. And after the program, he said to me, "Guru Maharaj, please, whatever my mother said, I want you to change my name. I know you can do anything, you can do anything you like, whatever you say, but please, I pray, change my name, if you desire, if you desire." So this is something about young men. They don't always agree with their mothers. So I was in a very difficult situation. I don't want to break his heart. I don't want the wrath of mother upon me. So I prayed to Prabhupada. And from my mouth, without even me thinking, came, "Your name will be Gauranga Kishore." So she was happy that I didn't change his name, and he was happy that I changed his name. So this Mataji, to have such a son, we should not neglect this. Sometimes we only give appreciation and credit to big people who get big results. But there is no more sacred service than being a Krishna conscious mother. Sachi Mata was not a big, big preacher. But her love and devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally said, "Whatever love, whatever devotion, whatever Krishna conscious I have is only due to the love of my mother." Krishna is not concerned with big or small. He's concerned with sincerity. So yes, all of you mothers, take the dust of Rasleela's lotus feet and understand that there is no greater service than inculcating in your children love for Krishna by your care. Take the dust of Nartaki Mataji's lotus feet and know that Prabhupada will recognize you, whether you sit on the top of the platform on an asana or somewhere in the back underground, if you are steadfast and dedicated. Krishna will recognize you if you sacrifice wholesale your life, your soul, out of compassion for others, gloriously making thousands of people dance in ecstasy, conquering people's hearts by your words, like Srila Niranjan Swami Maharaj, or blissfully awakening pure devotional service in people's hearts by the conviction and the enthusiasm of Sachinandan Maharaj, or Pankajangari Prabhu, just happy to render pure, unalloyed devotional service in the background, where nobody even knows where he is or who he is, until we have to practically drag him out to show the world his unlimited effulgence of devotion. These are my gurus, because they are teaching me what love for Srila Prabhupada is. And on this day, I personally worship their lotus feet. For anyone who objectively observes what is this congregation in Bombay and Pune, Kolhapur, Nasik, Belgaum, and other such places, they will see the sacrifice, the devotion, the commitment of so many great souls. Whatever little I appear to have done in the service of my Guru Maharaj, is by the committed dedication and loving service performed by all of you. It is a fact. All credit is yours. If I were to speak the names of all of the illustrious souls sitting here who have given their lives, their souls, who has just helped Prabhupada's mission in so many incredible ways, we would be here for many days. But it is a fact. Srila Prabhupada physically left us 25 years ago, one quarter of a century. Srila Prabhupada's everlastingly teaching us in his books, in his tapes, in the remembrance of his magnanimous example of pure love, in his disciples who have sacrificed everything. He is manifesting himself through his disciples. Personally, in my life, one of the most intimate and significant forms in which Srila Prabhupada has appeared to me is in all of you. Because you are allowing me to assist you in your wonderful services, I feel that my life is not a total waste. I feel that Prabhupada is accepting my attempt to love and serve him. Honestly, and with all earnestness, I say that you are all representatives of my beloved Guru Maharaj. and with all sincerity. It is my wish and prayer that I may honor, worship, and serve you for all of eternity. Because in your accepting my endeavors to help you, Srila Prabhupada is accepting me. So please honor and worship all those sincere souls who have taken Prabhupada's lotus feet as their heart and soul. Your Shiksha Gurus, your God brothers and God sisters, the God brothers, the disciples of my beloved God brothers, we are all a family at Prabhupada's feet. Appreciate, honor, and serve all Vaishnavas. Everyone in this world is begging for bhakti. Some know it and some do not. But by Prabhupada's mercy, we know what they want. Let us pray, all of us, on this day, that we can be wooden puppets in the hands of Srila Prabhupada and his servants, and dance as they wish for us to dance. Today is a day where I am, in my heart, officially worshiping each one of you as representative of our beloved Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and all of those most merciful acharyas of our Sri Guru Parampara. Let us together serve them well by living in the spirit of parampara. Prabhupada explained in his Vyas Puja address, what is the spirit of parampara? Gopi, Bharatur, Patakamalayor, Das, 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 Anudas. Parampara means no one is master except Krishna and his representative guru. And all Vaishnavas, they are all our prabhus, they are all our masters. My position is exclusive. According to our service, we may take so many various positions. According to our varna, our ashram, or our skills, we may be given different services. But our identity must never change. That we are the servant of the servant of the servant, of the Supreme Lord of Gopis. May Sri Radha Gopinath bless all of us with this disposition eternally. if we become absorbed in this spirit, then we will develop a real taste for hearing the glories of the Lord and a real taste for chanting and distributing the all-merciful form of Krishna in his holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare.
I'm sorry for making you so sleepy. Please chant louder. With all my innumerable shortcomings, Srila Prabhupada allows me to serve within his society of devotees. And all of you are giving me such affection and such support. I thank you very much.